Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of The Accusing Corpse. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. And now, stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective. Blackstone. Rhoda. That's funny. No one seems to be here. Blackstone!
Mr. Blackstone, Mr. Blackstone, please help me. Please, please.
I
know you're not a regular detective, but no one else will listen to me. No one will believe me. Oh, Mr. Blackstone,
look, I'm Alan Kent. I'm not...
Well, where is he? Where is Mr. Blackstone?
Well, I was just looking for him myself. He doesn't seem to be around right now. No. Come on, stop. I mean, gosh, don't cry like that. Look, there. Stop it. Paul. Blackstone. Thank heaven you're here.
What's the matter?
What on earth have you been doing to make this poor girl cry like this? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Alan.
Mr. Blackstone, you've got to help me. I know it was murder. I know it. But the doctor says it was heart failure, and there was no motive, and even the autopsy didn't prove anything. I'm so afraid.
Rhoda, get Miss...
Grant. Janet Grant.
Get Miss Grant a glass of water, and then we'll see what we can do to help.
Here you are. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm all right now. I'm sorry to have broken down like this, but you were my last hope, and when you weren't here,
well,
I just...
Well, he's here now.
Now, suppose you tell me what this is all about.
Have you ever been frightened? Really frightened, I mean.
I certainly have.
I think everyone has, sometimes in their lives.
I'm frightened now.
What's the matter? You said something about murder and an autopsy.
It is murder.
Who was murdered?
My Aunt Maisie. She died at midnight the day before yesterday. She went to bed and never woke up.
Was she an old woman?
Yes, very.
Well, isn't that a perfect way to die, just to go to sleep?
She was murdered, I tell you. Murdered in cold blood. I don't know how I know it, but I do. When I go into her house, there's something evil there. Something wicked and unknown and evil.
You say there was an autopsy?
Yes. I had this feeling of evil so strongly that I had an autopsy performed.
But the doctors found nothing?
Nothing.
Well, who would want to kill your aunt? Who would benefit by her dying?
I'm the only person who inherited.
Well, did she leave very much?
Very little. She'd had a great many old family jewels, but they're all gone now.
Gone? What do you mean by that?
During the last years of her life, Auntie was, well, eccentric. She gave away most of the jewelry. She gave it to strangers, to people who did her small favors, just anybody. There's nothing left.
Did you ever know any of the people she gave the jewelry to?
No. The only way I found out about it was when Miss Ella asked me to try to stop her.
Miss Ella?
Auntie's housekeeper.
Oh.
Only she was more than that. She was a companion, a nurse, a friend, everything.
She came and told you about the gifts of jewelry. Well, what did you do?
I went and talked to Auntie about it. She denied it. She didn't like to have the jewelry discussed.
She thought you were trying to get it away from her?
I wasn't, though.
When was your aunt's funeral?
It's tomorrow. That's why I had to come and see you today. It's the last chance.
Well, could we see your aunt?
Why... Yes, I guess so. She's lying out at the old house now. Miss Ella is keeping watch.
Get your hat, Rhoda.
Auntie's in there. I'll go in and tell Miss Ella that you've come.
Good.
I don't like this. That girl's right. There is a feeling of evil around here.
You feel it too, Alan?
Oh, quiet, you two.
You've come to see my mistress?
Yes, if we may.
You must leave her in peace. There's been too much excitement around here. The dead cannot rest when there's excitement.
Well, we've come to help if we can.
Oh, she's past help now. Leave her in peace.
Won't you come in, Mr. Blackstone?
Very well. Rhoda, you and Alan wait here with Miss Ella.
Why don't you try to rest, Miss Ella? Janet and Mr. Blackstone are with her now.
I cannot rest until my mistress rests, too.
She is resting now.
No, people won't leave her alone. There's doctors and strangers around her. She hated strangers. She wouldn't allow them near her.
But Janet said she gave jewelry to strangers. She wouldn't have done that if she hated them, would she, Miss Ella?
I don't know. She was a good woman. And now she's gone. Gone. And they won't let her rest. I'm going back to her now.
Phew. She seems sort of violent.
Yeah, she does. Well, what do you think we ought to do now?
Oh, I'd say if I had my druther, go home and go to a nice, quiet horror movie to calm our nerves. Something peaceful like Dracula or Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I think we'd better go in there.
Us? In there?
Yes.
Maybe I'd better wait for you here. Phone might ring or something.
No, sir. You're coming with me.
Oh, all right. But if my hair turns white, I'm going to hold you personally responsible.
Look over there.
Yeah. They're all kneeling around the coffin.
Oh, there's candles flickering. It's terrifying. I don't like it.
We'll want to go to that movie now.
Oh, look.
The corpse. The corpse is moving.
She's pointing.
No.
The body is sitting up.
Stop it, I tell you. You're dead. No, you can't rush from the dead to accuse me. The dead cannot talk.
She's accusing you, Miss Ella.
No.
She says you killed her.
No.
Look at her finger. It's pointing at you.
Yes, I killed her. I killed her, and I'm glad. I'm glad. She deserved to die. She was cruel. Cruel. I killed her.
Why did you kill her, Miss Ella?
She didn't need the jewels. She didn't want them. She never wore them. But they meant everything to me. And then she found out that I'd stolen them. I had to kill her. And so I did it. No one knew. Even the doctors didn't know. And now she's dead. And I'm glad. Glad.
Well, I, for one, am darned happy to be back here in your studio, Blackstone. I wish you two would stop taking me on cases.
That's what you always say, afterwards.
Look, I don't even like to discuss the subject, but there is one thing I'd like to know.
How I made Andy sit up in her coffin and point that finger at Miss Ella.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you were a little boy, Alan, didn't you ever attach black thread to an object and then jerk it away just as someone started to pick it up?
Yes, but what's that got to do
with... Some magician's tricks are based on that same principle. Only magicians use black piano wire. I tied a piece of it to the wrist of the corpse, and when I pulled, it raised its arm and then started to sit up.
But how did she kill her?
She gave her a hypo almost every night to make her sleep.
Oh.
It was easy enough to see that an air bubble got into her vein.
So that was it.
And so another mystery was solved by magic.
Boy, I'm glad there was a nice logical solution to that. Maybe I won't have quite so many nightmares now that I know how it was done.
Well, now we have solved one mystery. Let me show you another. The riddle of the three jacks.
Oh, I see a card trick coming up.
That's right, Rhoda. Well, here's the pack. Now, watch me closely while I deal some cards. There's one for you.
And one for me.
And another here for me.
And another here for me.
And there's a third card for you, Rhoda. But I'm going to use your third card, Alan, to scoop up the other two like this.
I see. Now you're putting my cards on the top of the pack. Why is that?
Because Rhoda has three jacks. Turn them up, Rhoda, and see for yourself.
Oh, yes. Well, these are the three jacks, but...
But what, Rhoda?
Well, could you deal them like that again?
Of course. Lay them face down on the pack.
There they are.
And here they go. One to the left, mm-hmm. One to the right, one to the left, one to the right, one to the left, and with the next card, I scoop up the two on the right and put them back on the pack.
And these cards on the left are mine. Do you mean there'll be three jacks again?
They are the three jacks, Rhoda. Look at them.
Yes, the jacks.
I'll lay them face down on the pack again and watch me deal. Slowly this time so there can be no trickery.
One to me, one to Alan, one to me.
And now I use the sixth card to scoop up Alan's other two.
And are my three cards the jacks?
They are, Rhoda.
But it can't be possible. But they are the jacks.
Say, Blackstone, can anybody do that trick?
Oh, why, of course, Alan. And if Rhoda can't think it out in the next few minutes, I'll be back to explain how it's done.
Now, Blackstone, for goodness sake, tell me how to work this impossible trick.
And how you can work it over and over again.
Well, it's very simple. You see, you use four jacks.
Four jacks?
That's right. Three on the top, then any odd card, and under that, the fourth jack.
What happens then, Blackstone?
I deal one to the left, one to the right, and so on, until I come to the last card on the right.
Yes, that's the one you slide underneath.
So I can pick up the other two with it and put them back on the pack.
But my cards are here on the table, and I have the three jacks.
Three jacks, Rhoda. Only one of them was that fourth jack you didn't know about.
Oh, say, that's wonderful. But how can you repeat it over and over again?
Well, do you remember the way I picked up the two cards on the right by scooping them with a third card?
Yes, you did it that way every time.
Well, when you put your three jacks on top of the pack, we're right back where we started.
Three jacks on the top.
Then an odd card.
And under that, the fourth jack. So when we deal two heaps of three, there will again be three jacks in the hand on the left.
Only never the same three jacks.
Never the same three jacks. Only no one ever knows the difference. I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of death-defying death and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.